If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. Well, I don't know if you heard CNI's rant a week or so ago about podcast guests. And you know what? Maybe we went off a little bit. You know, we went off a little strong. But you know what? In our mind, it needed to be said. Taking by the comments that we probably got, is I'm willing to bet that we weren't that far off from a lot of people, because I know a lot of podcasters and they all say the same thing. Today, we want to talk about the technology. We want to talk, as a podcast guest, what we can do to be able to make sure that we have the right technology in play. And it doesn't have to cost us a fortune, but to be able to make sure that we present ourselves in the best light and the best sound possible to be that great guest on a show. So Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Oh, look, peoples, you heard it from me all the time. If you're going to be a guest a lot, understand there's a very big difference between being a guest on a live stream and a podcast and a Zoom call.
Yes.
Okay. I see too many people treating live streams and podcasts like a Zoom call. And to me, it makes and it diminishes the content greatly. Mm-hmm. Because yes, it's a conversation, but it's still meant to edify, entertain, right? Engage. So Zoom calls to me are usually meetings. We have an action item. We're doing something. We're doing a task, collaborating on something. A live stream podcast is usually meant to entertain in a conversational way. That's going to be interesting. Interesting is a key word here. But here's the fun part. If you're doing a collaboration over Zoom and you're doing work, you don't care what you guys look like, and you don't care what you sound like, because that's not the priority. You're working on, I don't know, some TPS report that you guys got to fill out. Okay. But if you're doing a live stream and podcast, guess what? Your priority should be how you look and how you sound. That's my thesis for today.
I'll never forget. I had just started a podcast about 5-6 years ago. And I'd landed a fairly prominent guest who was a worldwide speaker. And he said, yeah, I'd love to be on your show. I love what you're doing. Love to be on your show. Do it. So he booked the meeting. And I said, great. Wonderful. I get a call from him 3 weeks before and said, I'm going to be in Portugal. I said, okay. He says, I'll readjust the time. So we readjust the time for the recording. But what he didn't tell me was he was going to be on his cell phone in a museum that was built into a cave. It was the most echoey, staticky podcast. What I should have done, and this is on me. I should have said, look, why don't we reschedule this for when you're back, when you're in your studio? Because this guy has a studio that was like a cockpit. I think he had 4 different cameras, 2 different mics. It was perfectly set. I thought, great, we're going to have a perfect, great interview. And I'm on the middle of a cell phone in Portugal, in the middle of this museum that's built into a cave. And, the echo on this thing was abysmal. And it killed me. And I went, I can't ask him to redo it. But you can. Here's the thing. As a host, you're saying, it says, look, you're not going to sound your best. You're not going to sound your best. You're going to come off as not as good as you can be. And my job is to enable you to shine. Let's reschedule.
Yep.
And that's my fault. That's my fault for not having the guts to be able to stand up and say, hey, but we need to think of when we're on a podcast, this is not a one and done type thing. Podcasts and live streams live forever.
Yep.
They live forever. Mm-hmm. And people are going to go back and look at the library. Some of my most popular podcast episodes are 4 and 5 years old.
Yep.
That people just go back and listen to them over and over and over again. And they're 4 and 5 years old. They have no video attached to them. They're audio only. But the content of them are so good and the guests are so good that people just go back and they look for them. Great. Yep. But they come down to the fact that those guests were prepared and had a proper location to be able to do the podcast. So they sounded good. They didn't sound tinny. They didn't sound echoey. They, you know, were actually had a live mic. They actually had earphones in and they were in a quiet place and they weren't on Wi-Fi. They were actually hardwired, or if they were in Wi-Fi, they were right next to the router so they could have steady stream. And it's those simple little things. It's those simple little things. You know what? I have been on a podcast where I've interviewed people with on their iPhone with a set of, you know, just standard earbuds and have had great audio only interviews.
That is the critical component here, guys. You don't have to spend a lot of money to look and sound good. You do not. You could use your phone if your phone is newer. Okay. It doesn't take, you could even put your phone, if you have to use your phone, on like a bookshelf or whatever, and just leaning it up against. And so you could get in a proper position and just do what you need to do. Put your earbuds in. And by the way, I get this question all the time, Ben. Well, I've got a microphone. Why do I need an earbud? I'm using my laptop speaker. So do you want to answer that question or shall I?
You can, but it sounds to echo, 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 echo.
Yeah. You may not hear your own echo, but we can hear it. And it makes it unlistenable. It makes you unlistenable. So guys, you can get, and I actually still have it. I stole from Avis. I don't know I don't even use Avis, so I don't even know how I got it. I loathe to think I might have stole out of someone else's ear. A cheapy thing. Here's the thing, you guys, when we ask you for those earbuds, whatever, it's not because we want you to buy a can like this. Now, granted, if you're editing, obviously this is really good for all that, but you just need to hear. There you go. You just need enough to hear. You don't need to hear in stereo. Okay. We don't need that. But what we're saying is this little thing here prevents us and your microphone from picking up that audio. And that's what's happening. It's catching everyone else's audio. So, there's some people who just don't understand that. I'm trying to be patient here and give grace. That's why we don't need to hear our own voices in your microphone. So, and speaking of which, depending on how old your laptop is, some of the mics are pretty damn good. They're getting better.
Yeah.
But it's not radio quality. So if you want the radio quality sound and how you doing today, then you might want to invest into it. But you don't need to invest into a lot. The cheapy ones you can get for under $50, they actually work pretty decently. Now,
I have an Audio Technica mic right here. Okay, this Audio Technica mic is $69. It's a $69 microphone and does a phenomenal job. You know, sure, I've also got a $500 or $600 Shure mic. But the mic that I use every single day is this AT2005 mic because it's lightweight, it's practical, it plugs right into my headset, and it just sits there. It's comfortable with my voice. You know, it actually works with my voice.
I love it. I have the 2100 here. Yeah. This is my go-to. It has been infallible. I've had this baby since 2017. I will never not knock on Audio Technica at all. I just happen to have a Shure now just because I like the sound of the Shures too. But yeah, guys, there are brands that are popular. I will say one thing. I don't like the Blue Yeti. I'm just going to say it. I don't like the Blue Yeti. Sorry, Blue Yeti. Don't like it. Don't want it. And I hate it when I see clients using it. I don't understand. Some people sound great with the Blue Yeti. And others, I swear to God, I would just want to shoot myself. Like, seriously. Well,
it's really simple. Most people don't know how to use a Blue Yeti. They have it too far from from their voice. They don't have a windscreen on it. They are not. What you do want to do is there's a mode on it. It's got a heart on it. That's the mode you want to be on. You want the mode that's got the heart on it. I can't remember what it is, but it's a heart mode. Okay. And you also want to attach it to a boom mic so it can be near you. You also don't want to talk directly into it. You want to talk across it. Some mics you want to talk directly into
it.
Some mics you want to talk across. Some mics you want to talk to the side. It depends on how the mic is built. Yes. And you need to look at your individual mic and experiment with it and see how do I best come across. I need to be sitting here going, let's see, it's looking from my chin to the mic is about that far. That's about the distance. You know, some people want to be right up next to it. And you can tell the difference when I'm right here and when I'm right here. You can tell the difference in terms of the sound. So therefore, it enables you to be able to sit there going, am I clear or not? And what you can do is you can ask your host, how am I coming in? Am I coming in clear? The same thing goes with video. Are you well lit? You know, if you have a window right in front of you that's open, guess what? If it's on the side, it's fine. If it's right in front of you, you're going to go completely gray. You know, you're just going to go blackface. And that's the way it is. It's just the fact that you're going to hide behind the camera. It's just not going to be able to pick up the light on your face. If the light's behind you, you want to have the light on your face. But if the light's behind you, all you're going to do is your face is going to be in shadow. So you need to take a look and say, where is the light source? I've got two LED lights, one on either side of me, and I got a great big PAR can in front of me. Guess what? I bought these over years. Mm-hmm. And as I've gotten better and as I've become more sophisticated, as my videos have become more sophisticated, I've upgraded my equipment. When I started this 11 years ago, I had a $40 microphone and a set of $10 earbuds. And that was it. We need to sit there and say, we don't need to spend a fortune, but we need to put ourselves in a position where we can be heard, we can be seen, and we don't sound all tinny and echoey.
No. And look, you don't have to be technically savvy either. Let me be very clear on this too, because I see people like, oh, I just spent $5,000 worth of equipment. I don't know how to plug it in. I'm like, why the hell would you do this? Why would you do that? I get it. People like their gadgets. They also want to look good and sound good and all that stuff. But understand, just because you can buy a Lamborghini doesn't mean you know how to drive a Lamborghini. Okay. They've got like touch troll, like changing it. There's no automatic in those supercars. Okay. No, you got to actually know how to drive. Right. So just because you buy a high end thing doesn't mean it's necessarily the best thing for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think USB mics are fine. They really are people's. It's ultimately, think about this. If you want to buy an expensive microphone, right? So I've got this Shure and I'm talking to it. You then learn mic control. That's a different thing. Mm-hmm. That's when you have to learn how to like not breathe in so heavy or like, oh my God, if I hear more pops and I have to edit that out, I just want to shoot myself. Oh, the other thing. Oh my God, I hate the mouth noises. So look, maybe you don't need to be that close to the microphone. So unless you're into the whole ASMR lip smacking sound, which, okay, that's your own kink. Typically you can go further away from the microphone, right? The other thing too is lighting is your best friend. Okay. Yes. I get it. There are some cameras on laptops that are improving greatly. So I'm not going to hit on that too hard, but if you're using an older laptop, and you also don't clean your webcam like window often, you're going to look worse than the Star Trek hazy filter that they used to put on for the women when they were all pretty. You would just look like one big blur. Like You look like that 80s like glass that, you know, back in the day that you can't see through. But okay, so on the contact of lighting, one ring light will do you good, guys. Absolutely. I get it. And here's the other thing. Even if you're traveling, for example, and you're in a hotel, you can literally use the lamps around you to achieve the lighting effects you need. So for those that are really on a budget or you're just not sure, I've actually said this many times. Hey, do you have a lamp in the other room? You can just pull over for a moment, then let us move it around and let's adjust it. And you'd be surprised. Light is light. Now, granted, mostly it's yellowy lighting, or it's that weird, harsh, like the spiral light that we all have to do now. Yeah. A lamp shade. You guys, again, like I've done this to even my own lights when I think it's too like bright, like I'll put like, what do you call that? Paper towel over it.
Yeah.
Just to soften the lighting up. Right. I get it. Don't leave it there too long, especially if your light bulb gets hot, then you're going to set the house on fire. So don't do that too long, but it's good for the duration of an hour. Trust me, it'll be fine, you know, but anyway, so yeah, lighting, the sound of your voice with microphones, hearing. So make sure you get an earbud, earplug. And camera, you can get all that for under $100. I kid you not, $100 just to get a decent setup. And then as you progress, as you start making, I guess you monetize or either people pay you or you're getting business as a result, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're selling books, then maybe invest in a little bit more as you go. So that's my, I know we went hella long on this, but it's just so important part two to understand that the hardware is just as important as the words you use, because ain't no one listen to you if they can't hear you.
And that's the words to end this on. So I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at yourbrandmarketing.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. So see you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.